Good morning, and thank you for giving for the opportunity to speak today. Reports of primary, secondary, and early latent syphilis have increased in North Carolina in recent years. Between 2014 and 2015, early syphilis increased from 1,137 cases to almost 1,900 cases, representing a 64% increase in reported cases. Ocular complications or complications involving the eye are one possible result of untreated syphilis. Common signs and symptoms include redness of the eye, eye pain, blurry vision, and more severe outcomes of vision loss. Reports of ocular syphilis have increased in recent years in the United States. Renewed attention was brought to the to ocular syphilis with a report of multiple clusters in King County, Washington, and San Francisco between December 2014 and March of 2015. An additional investigation across eight jurisdictions in the United States also found an increase in the number of reported cases, of reported suspected ocular cases. Nearly half of all syphilis cases in North Carolina are co-infected with HIV. And by co-infected, I mean that they were infected with HIV either prior to their syphilis diagnosis or within 30 days after. The reasons for HIV syphilis co-infection are multifaceted, and one likely reason is that both syphilis and HIV share common risk behaviors that lead to their transmission. Furthermore, there's evidence that immunological and bacteriological factors resulting from syphilis infection facilitate the transmission or acquisition of HIV. However, it's unclear if whether or not HIV co-infection worsens the clinical manifestations of syphilis, including ocular syphilis. That said, CSF abnormalities are more common among HIV-infected syphilis patients with a CD4 cell count less than 350. So to elucidate additional information about the impact of HIV infection on ocular manifestations of disease, we aim to compare ocular syphilis prevalence by HIV status and the timing of HIV diagnosis among all syphilis patients in North Carolina. To do this, we reviewed all syphilis cases of all stages, so primary, secondary, early latent, and late latent cases, reported in the North Carolina Electronic Disease Surveillance System, or NCS, which is a Maven-based system, between January 2014 and December of 2015. We defined ocular syphilis as any confirmed case of syphilis with a report of ocular symptoms that did not have any other defined etiology. We identified potential ocular syphilis cases in NCS using two methods. The first was an existing standardized checkbox that DIS could mark if they had a syphilis case with an eye or conjunctiva symptoms. The second was a review of the DIS field notes, a manual text review of their field notes that were reported in NCEDS. We then matched all ocular and non-ocular syphilis cases to EHARS to obtain an accurate HIV diagnosis date. Once we had for all syphilis cases with an HIV diagnosis date, we assessed the timing of HIV diagnosis. So any syphilis case that was diagnosed with HIV within 30 days plus or minus their syphilis case was considered a concurrent HIV diagnosis. Those cases that were diagnosed with HIV more than 30 days prior to their syphilis diagnosis date were classified as previously diagnosed with HIV, and any syphilis case with an HIV diagnosis date more than 30 days after their syphilis diagnosis date was classified as HIV uninfected for the purposes of this analysis. We used log binomial models to estimate the prevalence ratio and 95% confidence intervals to assess the association between ocular syphilis prevalence and HIV status for all syphilis patients, and then the timing of HIV diagnosis for only HIV-infected syphilis patients. We used using chi-square tests for categorical variables and Wilcoxon ranked sum tests for continuous variables, we compared the ocular syphilis status in both previously and concurrently diagnosed cases by age at syphilis diagnosis, syphilis stage, and then the most proximate CD4 and viral load to the syphilis diagnosis date within 1 year of their diagnosis, their syphilis diagnosis. So between 2014 and 2015, we identified a total of 4,232 confirmed syphilis case, early and latent syphilis cases. Among these, 63% or 1.5% were classified as ocular syphilis cases. A slightly higher proportion of ocular syphilis cases were diagnosed with HIV at or before their syphilis diagnosis compared to, so here we see 56% of ocular syphilis cases were HIV infected compared to 40% of non-ocular cases. And of those HIV infected ocular cases, 31%, a higher proportion, were concurrently diagnosed with HIV, so diagnosed at the time of their syphilis diagnosis. So here you see 31% of ocular cases compared to 15% of non-ocular HIV infected cases. Using these results, we found that the prevalence of ocular syphilis was 1.9 times higher among HIV positive cases compared to those who were HIV negative or had an HIV unknown status. Among the 1,694 HIV-infected syphilis cases, 264 were diagnosed with HIV at the same time as their syphilis diagnosis, and 4.2% of these were classified as ocular syphilis cases. This was 2.5 times higher than the prevalence of ocular syphilis among cases that had a previous HIV diagnosis. Looking a little more closely at the HIV-infected syphilis patients, we found that among syphilis cases with a previous HIV infection, ocular syphilis cases were older, and they had a lower CD4 cell count. The viral load among previously diagnosed syphilis patients was approximately equal between ocular syphilis and non-ocular syphilis cases, as many were virally suppressed. And we did not see a difference in syphilis staging for previously diagnosed syphilis patients. Among the concurrently diagnosed syphilis patients, we again saw trends for ocular cases being older and having a lower CD4 cell count. We also observed that ocular syphilis cases had a higher viral load, although this was not statistically significant, and we observed that there was a higher proportion of cases of ocular syphilis cases who were classified as late latent syphilis. However, the numbers here are quite small and must be interpreted with caution. In conclusion, we concluded that ocular syphilis was more common among patients with a concurrent HIV diagnosis in our population, particularly those staged as late latent syphilis. The association between older age, lower CD4 cell count, and ocular syphilis prevalence suggests that immune status may play a role in the development of ocular syphilis manifestations. Therefore, HIV screening among all syphilis patients is imperative, particularly those with ocular involvement, as a strategy to detect previously undiagnosed HIV patients and link them to care and treatment. I'd like to thank my colleagues at the Division of Public Health in North Carolina, as well as the CDC, who contributed valuable expertise to this analysis. And with that, I'll take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm from Montreal. I don't understand how you can have ocular syphilis in latent syphilis.
Well, we used we found ocular syphilis in cases that were staged at all stages of syphilis. I am not a clinician, so I don't have the technical terms, but we saw ocular complications, and we are using a very loose definition where we have looked at syphilis defined by any syphilis, a diagnosis of syphilis with eye symptoms that are not necessary, that we could not assign a different etiology, so we don't know for sure. We don't have, it's a broader definition of ocular complications.
But, yeah.
I'll go on record by being on the microphone. I think I'm right here. The late latent case definition and the ocular syphilis definition are separated in our case definition, the way our case definitions are written. So that, yes, it wasn't latent because it was symptomatic. That's the point you're making. But just the way our case definitions work, it met the late latent case classification, and they also had ocular syphilis.
Okay.